You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
On to this story now. So we had Black Friday, where consumers were given really good discounts to go out and shop for what they will, something that they can't do during the year, particularly over the last 18 months or so because of the advent of COVID-19. Today we've got Cyber Monday, where people are online shopping for the best deals that they can find on those digital platforms. But we're going to be speaking about the events of Black Friday and the fact that consumers bought more but actually spent less in this year's Black Friday. And we've got Karen Nadesen, who's the CEO of PayU South Africa, to explain that to us. Thank you so much for your time this evening, Karen. Talk us through that very fact there that consumers bought more but spent less in this year's Black Friday.
Hi, yeah, so this Black Friday was certainly quite interesting because we really wanted to gain some insight as to if the digitalization adoption that was accelerated during COVID would be sustained. And it certainly was. We saw an additional 30% growth this Black Friday, which is really exciting. But when we delved deeper into the numbers, we found that the overall spend only grew by 6%. So it wasn't in line with the volume. So we certainly have a lot more consumers that have converted to digital, that are shopping in line. A more diverse range of consumers, which is really great. But the basket sizes have reduced significantly by around 20-some-odd%.
And does that speak to what exactly it is consumers are spending their money on?
So the general trend in terms of what consumers are spending money on has been the same. So what we see is spend in the fashion industry, general retail, beauty, electronics, and over the last since last year, a significant spend on education, which has continued over to this year. So that hasn't actually changed. What we have seen is that a few differences. So a little bit of decline on overall retail. A decline in the beauty and health industry, and more spend on electronics.
Right, and I mean, just based on this data that you've collected, is this a trend that is set to continue, just based on this new normal that we're currently living within?
I certainly hope so. I think it is, Black Friday is a really good indicator of if this will be sustained, and by the numbers and the data this year, we can see certainly a trend, and it looks like it will continue.
Right. Now, it's also created this new trend in payment methods, and I just want you to talk us through that, because that's very quite interesting in terms of the trajectory that the payment methods have taken over the last period.
Absolutely. So a number of years ago, pretty much the only payment methods you could pay with was credit card. And credit and debit card dominated for a significant time. In the last few years, we saw some changes with EFT, and more recently, additional alternative payment methods. So this particular year was a bit more diversified, I would say. So there were additional credit offerings from RCS, MobiCred, PayFlex, which consumers opted to use. And then significant amount of spend going through Discovery Miles. So card is still the dominant payment method of choice. However, quite a decent shift to alternative payment methods.
Right. Now, you speak about in your release about the three key figures that you look at when you are evaluating the total value of transactions. And maybe just talk us through that. You have mentioned it a little bit briefly in a previous answer, but just a little bit of a broader sense of what you're talking about when we speak about that.
So when we look at insight into the market and indicators, there's three things that we look at. So that is the total value of transactions online. Then the total volume, so the number of transactions, which gives us insight into the number of people that are shopping on a year-on-year, day-to-day, month-on-month basis. And then the last indicator is the average basket sizes per industry and then on average. And that gives us a pretty decent indicator as to the consumer adoption and whether that is sustained over a period of time. The other stats that we generally look at, we have been looking at for the last few years, is the devices that consumers use. And over the years, where shopping was largely, you know, sitting at a computer and using web applications, that has changed a bit to a lot of mobile shopping. And we've seen that a decent shift to mobile over the last few years. The last year and this year, pretty much the same. There hasn't been an additional shift to mobile, but certainly a decent amount of transactions are completed on mobile.
Here's something I found interesting, Karen. So we're speaking about the numbers at a glance. And here you speak about the first hour of transactions between midnight and 1 o'clock in the morning, down 6.2%. So that essentially means we weren't seeing those long queues at stores that we would traditionally see at our favorite store for Black Friday deals. But the busiest hour of trade was between 4 and 5 in the afternoon. And I find this data that you guys have collated very interesting in terms of the patterns that consumers have now adopted when it comes to shopping. And it relates very much so in terms of the platforms and the mechanisms that consumers are now using to do their shopping on Black Friday.
Absolutely. So Black Friday was a big event. A few years ago, when South Africans and caught on to this idea, passed on by predominantly the U.S. And other European countries. And it really was this excitement and build-up for a specific day, which was the Friday, generally the last Friday of the month, of the month of November. So you would have people stay awake, queue outside stores and stay awake for that online shopping period of that 1 minute past midnight, where they would have filled their basket beforehand, and then crazy sales, and then they would click on pay and, you know, get these amazing deals. What we have seen is that the retailers have been spreading out their deals, either the week before, which we saw, I think it was around a 33 or 34% increase in sales that we saw in relation to last year, or they just have not been sticking to this just past the midnight hour shopping spree. So people were not really staying awake. Last year we didn't really see that. There weren't great deals that went live just after midnight. So people followed that trend. They didn't stay awake. There was a bit of shopping, but not a significant amount, and even further down, as you say, in comparison to last year.
No.
But what we did see is that people rather opted to wake up early. So we saw shopping transactions completed around about 4:30 a.m. So people would have woken up early and thought, well, if there is a deal, let me see if I can find it now. And that continued till around okay, so this is another interesting stat. So it continued around 9, where we thought it would now start to slowly kind of peter out and decline throughout the rest of the day, which is generally what happens and what happened last year. It peaked at 9 a.m. And then slowly kind of, just dropped to gradually towards the end of the day. This year, it went up to 9. It took a slow kind of steady, still continuing upward move, and then continued to progress throughout the rest of the day till about 8 p.m.
Very interesting insights there. Thank you so much, Karen Nadison, who's the CEO of PayU South Africa, just showing us how consumers were spending the money during this year's Black Friday, and really just the trends that have been adopted, especially with the way that the world has changed economically and otherwise.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.